This goes to Justine, J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Bollinger, B-O-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-607-6875 regarding Brenda Sexton, S-E-X-T-O-N, date of birth January 11th of 1961. Dear Justine, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Sexton with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and desquamative interstitial pneumonitis, oxygen dependent. Her last visit was January 10th of 2022. She was very sick about 3 weeks ago and required antibiotics and steroid use. She's very resistant to using anything injectable for her diabetes, but she's very poorly controlled according to her A1C levels, and they do continue to climb. She believes the prednisone is the cause of all the elevated sugar levels. She's been having severe neck pain and left shoulder pain. It radiates down halfway down the arm on the left side. It feels better when she bends her neck forward, almost touching her chin with her chin to her chest. That's when the pain goes away, but it returns when she brings her head up to look forward. Her husband is driving her today due to this severe pain. She plans to come to your office immediately after her visit here to see if she can get some help for the severe pain. She does use Tizanidine, it's T-I-Z-A-N-I-D-I-N-E, 4 milligram for the muscle spasm and pain, and that does help her sleep, but she doesn't like to take it during the day since it's very sedating. She's also been using Advil, 200 milligrams once or twice a day, because nothing else is helping the pain. Tylenol does not seem to help. She has chronic dyspnea and requires 5 liters of nasal cannula oxygen, and she brings the portable on-demand device. No headaches or syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has edema of the lower extremities. That is chronic. Medication list is reviewed. In addition to the Tizanidine, she's also on 10 milligram of prednisone a day. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Losartan 50 milligram at bedtime. Lasix 40 milligram daily. Multivitamin daily. She takes B12, Super B vitamins. Magnesium is 500 milligram twice a day. Potassium is 20 milliequivalent once a day, zinc 50 milligram a day, and cinnamon is 500 milligram twice a day. And azithromycin is 250 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Physical exam, her weight is 291 pounds, pulse 94. Oxygen saturation is 98% on 5 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff, 178 over 90. Neck is supple. She does have difficult to see any jugular venous distension. She's got some swelling in her face and some in the neck also. Both eyes have periorbital edema. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. They're very distant sounds. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Extremities, one plus edema of ankles and lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 7th of this year, 2022. creatinine is 1.57. She does range between 1.38 and 1.57 over the last year. Sodium 135, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 28, calcium is 9.1, albumin 3.6, phosphorus is 3.8. Blood sugar was 273, hemoglobin A1C is 10.8, estimated GFR is 36. Our lipid panel, cholesterol 419, triglycerides are 1,030, HDL cholesterol is 42, and they're unable to do LDL or a VLDL due to the very high triglyceride level. Her vitamin D level, 33. Hemoglobin 12.3, normal platelets, white count 10.8. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 314. Urinalysis, negative blood, and 100 plus protein. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable levels. She has severe hypertension. That's most likely due to her current use of Advil for her neck pain and left shoulder pain. Hopefully she can get treatment for that pain, not involving oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Maybe a referral to a pain clinic if necessary. She might need an MRI to determine whether that's radicular from cervical herniation. She's got the squamative interstitial pneumonitis, and she's oxygen-dependent, but she does have severe facial edema, too. I'd like to see her not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to see if we can get the edema to resolve. She will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. I wish she could use a GLP-1 inhibitor, but probably her insurance won't allow her to use those. And she's going to have lab studies for us every 3 months, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.